speakers today. Melissa Bartik's talk that she mentioned tomorrow is number 5117, entitled Public Interest and the Pharmaceutical Industry, and it's in the Convention Center in 26B at 10:30. No problem. Our next speaker is Mary Rose Tully, who has been a lactation consultant for over 25 years. She is currently the director of the Department of Lactation Services at North Carolina Women's Hospital and adjunct associate professor at the Carolina Breastfeeding Institute. For many years, she has been a speaker across the U.S. and internationally on breastfeeding and donor milk banking, and has published many papers on breastfeeding and donor milk banking as well. She co-developed a nationally acclaimed breastfeeding video for parents. Mary Rose currently serves on the U.S. Breastfeeding Committee and is past president of the Human Milk Banking Association of North America. She has also served on the board of directors of the International Lactation Consultant Association and is an MPH and internationally board certified lactation consultant. Mary Rose.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for hanging in to the bitter end here. I have no relationships to disclose other than the fact that I am absolutely convinced that donor milk banking is a very important part of breastfeeding promotion worldwide and something that we need to look at. My husband would also say I have a relationship with him. So moving on, the purpose of donor human milk banking historically has been to save babies. Babies who did not breastfeed died, flat out. And also to free wealthy women from infant care. This goes back, the Code of Hammurabi has a section on midwives, not on midwives, on wet nurses, and who can be a wet nurse and what her qualifications should be. So this is a very long thing. We've moved forward now in that milk that is used in milk banks is expressed, and mothers can feed their own babies the expressed milk. It is not it's not direct breastfeeding. Currently, donor human milk banks around the world are used to improve outcomes for preterm and sick infants, and in some countries, that's the only thing it's used for. It is also used to save babies who need human milk and their mothers cannot provide it, and to promote, protect, and support breastfeeding. I have limited experience in that I have a lot of experience in North America, a fair amount of experience in Brazil, and some in Europe. So those are the countries I'm going to talk about most, but the programs that I'm going to describe can be replicated globally. This is the reason that donor milk is sometimes important. This is a UNICEF picture many of you have probably seen before, and I hate to say that this is the reason in some ways because many women successfully breastfeed twins and triplets. But if a mother doesn't have enough milk, there's no reason that her baby should be deprived. The sad thing about that picture is that mother agreed to allow it to be published because the little girl on the left died the next day, and she felt terrible about having lost her child because she listened to her mother-in-law, who said only to breastfeed the male child, the male twin. Donor milk banks worldwide the donors are women who are breastfeeding their own usually healthy infants. I say usually because often also milk bank donors are women who are expressing milk for their preterm or sick infants, or who are expressing milk because the baby is too sick to be fed. Use of hand expression or pumps is regional. In Brazil, they use virtually no pumps. In the United States and Canada, people would look at you cross-eyed and turn around and walk away if you didn't talk about using pumps. Expressed milk is fed to the recipients rather than the traditional wet nursing, as I mentioned. The donors are anonymous to the recipients now, and the only reason that that is ever violated is it's not a violation, but in the case of certain religious groups where there's a concern about milk motherhood and children being related because they both receive the same mother's milk. Now, Brazil has the largest network of donor milk banks in the world, and I'm not exactly sure why this poster got made in English, because João Aparecio, who is the director of the milk banks, doesn't speak English, but I think that it's wonderful. For you, it's milk. For the baby, it's life. Does anybody recognize the bottle in which she's expressing milk? Nescafe. Joie, who runs the national milk banking system, looked at it from a food science standpoint and looked at what kind of containers were readily available, economical to acquire, and had a good food storage history. And Nescafe instant coffee bottles, jars, and Hellman's mayonnaise jars were the two. And there's a national request out at all times in Brazil to, when you use your Nescafe or your Hellman's mayonnaise, save the jars and drop them off at the local hospitals. And people do. I'll show you a picture later of one of their refrigerator or freezers of milk. So they almost universally use these two kinds of jars. So they've made this a very low-cost process, contrary to the United States. And very environmentally friendly. Right. I like the tagline, donate your milk, life will be grateful to you. The interesting thing about Brazil is that the milk banking system has replaced formula in hospitals. And the way that happened was that João went to the Minister of Health, who was actually an economist by training, and said, if we spend so many $1,000s, we can establish donor milk banks around the country to feed our preterm and sick infants when their mothers can't. Or we can continue this thousands and thousands, millions of dollars of gold drain to Switzerland, to Nestle. Done deal. Nestle was not happy with this poster. And they do not purchase formula in their hospitals anymore. They do collect, screen, and process the milk for hospitalized infants. They only do it for hospitalized infants. And they have an interesting step. Because of the low rate of refrigeration in their homes, if a mother expresses milk at home and brings it into the hospital, it is processed the same as other donor milk before it is fed to her baby. It is kept separate so that her baby gets her milk, but they process it as they would any other milk coming into the hospital because of the concerns with lack of refrigeration. They also, in all of their milk banks, provide walk-in clinics for breastfeeding. I visited 6 different ones in 5 different cities. And in each one, the lobby was milling with breastfeeding women. And that's just part of what the milk banks are about. They're located in public hospitals. There are some private hospitals now competing to have them also. But that's part of what the milk banks are about. They also sponsor mother-to-mother breastfeeding support groups. Women come to the milk bank to sit and visit with people and to learn things from their fellow mothers and milk bank donors. In Italy, the Donor Milk Banking Association is fairly new. And I should mention that in Brazil, there are now, I think, 186 donor milk banks across the country. In the United States, there are 10. Put that in perspective. Italy has 18, and as you can see, they say donor milk, so precious we keep it in a bank. They really have, and in Italy, contrary to other countries that I've worked with, all of the work has been done by neonatologists. It's the neonatologists who run the milk banks, and it is the neonatologists who really have done most of the support. In Brazil, it's pediatricians. In the United States, it's breastfeeding advocates. You know, so it's very different in different countries. In North America, hospitals that use donor milk as their first choice if mother's own is not available see their breastfeeding rates skyrocket. Actually, the milk bank I started at Wake Med has been having a little bit of problem with their hospital administration because their neonatal intensive care unit, although it is very large, uses only a few hundred ounces of donor milk a month, because 95% of the women express their own milk. and do so successfully. In other words, there's that impetus of, oh my goodness, they think this is so important, then it should be my milk. And we have found the same thing at UNC hospitals. As we've brought in donor milk, we're seeing an increase in the number of women who are expressing their milk. The nursing staff quickly sees the difference in the babies and begins to support the mothers in expressing their own milk. So this is never seen as a replacement for mother's own. It is always as a support for mother's own. But as most of you know, most times premature deliveries involve sick moms. If the mother's too sick to express her milk, the baby may still need to be fed. So the donor milk is a stopgap for most people. The Human Milk Banking Association of North America was the first association in the world to establish donor milk guidelines, and most of the others are based on ours, which I'm proud to say. Typical use of donor milk, as I said, is initial feedings until mother's own is available, and to supplement mother's own if she doesn't have a full supply. This young lady allowed us to use her picture. She is almost 18 there. She was a very difficult acting out adolescent who had a preterm infant, and after 2 days, when she realized they were going to use donor milk for her baby, she decided maybe she needed to pump. And once she started expressing her milk, bringing it into the nursery, it was amazing. It gave her something to do for that teeny-tiny baby. She took this baby on oxygen home by herself. She was living in an apartment alone. The last time I saw her, the little girl was out running her. She's 5. You know, it was just amazing to see the transformation as this young woman who was somewhat disinterested and very annoyed at all of these people worried about the fact that she'd given birth to a preterm infant. She found something she could do, and she could succeed at. It was wonderful to watch. There are different models of how donor milk is used in Europe, Central America, South America, and Asia. Only hospitalized infants receive donor milk, and in many countries, it's only hospitalized infants in the NICU. Although I was just at the Italian milk banking meeting in Milan 2 weeks ago, and after I gave a talk about the many uses outside the NICU that the United States has, several people came up to me and quietly said, well, you know, we really do use our milk on surgical patients, and we really do use it here and there. So, but nobody has it in their guidelines other than the United States. The largest volume of milk is consumed by babies at home with special needs. The majority of the recipients are babies in the NICU, many of whom get less than 15 ounces before mother's milk supply is well established. And some goes to babies whose mothers cannot breastfeed. If a milk bank has sufficient quantity and a family can pay the processing fee, because obviously in the United States you're going to pay for it, and the processing fee averages about $5 an ounce, some families do purchase milk for their babies. I just wanted to show you a little bit of what goes on in Brazil. This is the fellow in the red shirt here is a firefighter, and all firefighters in Brazil are also EMS trained, and he has to work 40 hours in the milk bank as part of his EMS training. And he can give breastfeeding counseling, and women do go to the fire stations when they need help. It's very interesting, and they have no problem with getting help from a man with breastfeeding. It's great to see. The EMS workers, the firefighters in Rio, actually collect donor milk. That little yellow car back there is their bombeiro, and it is for picking up donor milk. The woman in white is an emergency room nurse, and they bring it back to her. But the car has a cooler in the back so that if they have to go fight a fire while they're out on their rounds each day, they can just park it and go fight the fire and then come back and get the milk to the milk bank. Again, it's a creative use of resources to tie in breastfeeding and donor milk banking. In Brazil, the postal workers also promote breastfeeding and donor milk banking, and you can't quite see the guy's shirts, but the fellows down the bottom are postmen, and their shirts say breastfeeding, best for mother, best for baby. And this is a postman whose picture was in the news. I took this picture at a meeting, but this postman was in the newspaper, and he's talking to a woman about how to breastfeed and why she should breastfeed. The postmen are given, again, 40 hours of training in how to support breastfeeding. They went looking for state employees that had the time and the contacts to do it. This is Joao Brejo showing a temperature. This is hand-expressed milk. No pumps here. But you see the Hellman's mayonnaise jars and the Nescafe instant coffee jars. And this is colostrum, first day of life. This is, and they do it by, each shelf is a different day of life. This is a freezer in the North Carolina Milk Bank, and the milk is processed in canning jars just because it's a convenient container. I want to give you one example of how donor milk can be used to support breastfeeding. This is a child I worked with, Emma. Her mother came from a dedicated breastfeeding family, assumed she would not have problems. Emma was born at 9 pounds and 15 ounces. The mother would say she had the birth from hell. And at 6 weeks postpartum, when you asked her how the baby was, she told you about her terrible birth experience. Emma was only 10 ounces over birth weight at 6 weeks. And because she had been so large, the pediatric practice where she went had not really followed her closely. She cried 24 hours a day. She was failing to thrive. Her sister called me and said, "Would you see her if she flew down here? What are you going to say?" So I said, sure. The baby had projectile vomited when she'd been given two different formulas, and so that really wasn't an option. This was a week before I saw her at her christening. Isn't that a sad-looking child? After she saw me, I got an order for donor milk, and this was a week later. She had gained a pound. So it can make a huge difference very quickly. The World Health Assembly in May of 2008 urges member states to investigate as a risk reduction strategy the possible use of donor milk through human milk banks for vulnerable infants, and urges the Director General to fund research into the safe use of expressed and donated milk. So it's beginning to be recognized. I know there are donor milk banks in many areas. At the European Milk Bank, I think we had 15 countries represented. And this is a satisfied recipient unpacking his milk. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'd like to invite the panelists to come up to the front. We do have almost 20 minutes for questions and answers. I would like to ask everybody to please speak loudly when you're asking your questions or making your comments. And I would also like to ask the panelists to repeat the question back so that you can be sure everybody has heard it. Anybody like to start? It doesn't really travel well. I can try again, but.
It is slowly being covered by more insurance companies, including many Medicaid. State Medicaid is individual by state, but California Medi-Cal actually pays a higher daily rate to hospitals that use donor milk regularly in their NICU. Some places do it that way. Some places pay by patient, but it is slowly happening. I did have the privilege of working with the National Business